Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Diana Wyan is a director, choreographer, and a producer who's here at Interlochen working as the creative director for the Imagine Us Celebrating America at 250 tour. Hi, Diana. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Hey, it's great to be here with you. Thank you, Amanda.
Diana, this Imagine Us program that the Interlochen students are taking on tour has so many moving parts. It's not just the classical musicians in the orchestra and the choir, but students from every arts discipline. When Interlochen approached you about being the creative director for this program, what was that conversation like?
It was really exciting. I was really delighted to get the call from President Trey Devi about the project. And we talked a lot about how to mark this moment in U.S. history and how we could really uplift the youth voice at this moment and how necessary that was. So it was really important from the beginning that we really reflect all the amazing work that's happening at Interlochen and all the creativity from these students. So we are involving, you know, the creative writers and the visual artists, as well as our theater artists and dancers and interdisciplinary artists, and of course, our musicians as the foundation for this work.
The foundation of the program is these three pieces that the orchestra will play, well, the choir's in one of them too. The Symphony No. 4 by Charles Ives, Remember by Rena Esmail, and then the world premiere of a cello concerto by Wynton Marsalis. How did you start the process with looking at how these three pieces would work together?
Well, when I listened to the Ives and to Rena Esmail's piece, because those are the ones that existed at the time that we were first having this conversation, I always knew that Wynton's piece was coming, and it was this exciting unknown. When I listened to the Ives, thinking about how he was writing, you know, around 1910, 1920s to get this work done, it just felt like it was situated in the past. And recognizing that Rena's work was situated at this moment in when we were all in quarantine during the COVID pandemic. And so that felt much more close to our time now. So what emerged out of this was this idea of being able to look at the past through the Ives work, look at the present through Esmail's work, and look at the future, which, you know, that wonderful unknown with the Marsalis work. So that kind of anchored the program, because I feel like in order to recognize this moment for the United States, we actually need to look at the past, look at where we are, and look forward in time and what we aspire to be. Because from the beginning, our founders said a more perfect union, you know, was possible. And I think we've been working towards that over these 250 years, and the work is not done, which was a wonderful correlation with actually the Ives work, because Ives created this work in such a way that it's unfinished. And so it's up to the conductor and the musicians to actually complete the work. There are variations and choices to be made within the score. And so just as I've presented a piece that's unfinished, it felt kind of apropos for this moment of, you know, celebrating America at 250, because we are unfinished. I think one of the main things that stood out to me early on in the process was that Interlochen had Dr. Swofford come, this expert in Ives's oeuvre. He spoke to the students, and the students wrote essays. And out of those essays, which I read, emerged a bunch of themes. And those themes about the United States and about Ives's music and how those two things correlated with each other revealed actually themes that lined up with Interlochen's core values. And so that kind of became our tent poles for what we were trying to uncover in the work. So the idea of being drawn here was reflected in the wealth that comes from our diversity of ideas and cultures and perspectives. And this idea of solo e tutti was reflected in the strength that comes, that lies both within the individual and the community here in the United States. they at Interlochen, there's a value about the artist's journey. And that one's really exciting to me because I think it echoes the American dream and the idea that we have the freedom to determine our own path. Lastly, the Interlochen value of just an idea. And this one was particularly rich to me in this process because just an idea is how every work of art starts. We all start with what if, and then we start creating, whether that's on our own with a paintbrush or with a group of students like I did here, the 25 devising students. We started with an idea and we created all of these interludes out of that. And to me, that echoes what happened with our founding fathers. At the beginning of this country, they were like, what if we were not subjects to England? And so they pulled in different ideas that were around them and created this wholly new thing by just asking this question. So that one was particularly important, I think, to the structure of this work.
Let's walk through the program. This Imagine Us program that the Interlochen students are taking on tour begins with the past, with the Charles Ives Symphony No. 4. But actually, it begins with Sidney Cassekert. What's the purpose of these interstitial elements that are happening between the movements?
I'm so glad that you're asking about this. From the beginning, when President Devi and I spoke, we knew that the music selections were our foundation, were our anchor points for this evening. And then on top of that, and inspired by these composers, we would create, the students and I would create these interludes that would kind of give more context to how they're responding to this moment in time and how they want to mark the 250th anniversary of the United States. So when we began, I think that idea of what if, right, that the power of the imagination really anchored us in Sidney's work. So she's created a piece called Imagine that kind of asks that question of like, well, what if we did this or this? Like, how could we improve upon this moment? That's where we start the piece. And it's a beautiful composition that she wrote. And another student, Wesley Stoker, was able to create the cello part that will be performed by our feature celloist.
So the performance opens with Sidney Cassekert playing her song Imagine, but then there are interludes in between each of the movements of the Charles Ives Symphony. Tell us a little more about the purpose of those.
So after Sidney performs Imagine, we go straight into the Ives and we hear this beautiful cacophony of music. And then following that, we go back into more interludes by the students. So our creative writers at Interlochen created the text for these, and then they're performed by the actors and dancers and interdisciplinary artists. And that first interlude is called an American Original, and it really tells us more about who Charles Ives was and the way in which he wrote. So we can give the audience a bit of a primer through the students' eyes of what they found most interesting about this unique maverick of American music. Like, he wrote an amendment to the Constitution. So he was actually pretty politically engaged, things like that. And then after the second movement, the comedy movement, we move into a voice and we hear from four figures from American history at different points in time about their struggles to be heard. So we hear from a woman from 1775, a mother who is missing her son on the battlefield, and we move towards an indigenous woman in more contemporary times, and then we move back to a flapper and a suffragette and forward into an ADA activist. So we're hearing from people who stood up and said, I think we can do better, and called for more. And moments of real advancement, getting the right to vote and more. Then we move into a beautiful poem that's written by Fiona Yates for the last interlude that happens during the Ives. And that piece is performed by Tuolumne Bunter. And it's a beautiful reflection of trying to make our way up the mountaintop. We might all move at different paces. We might all move there in different ways and arrive at different times, but we're all going to get there. and what can happen once we reach that place and are able to look out at the expansiveness of the sky and look back at our journey to reaching that moment. So these interludes kind of add context and dimension to looking back at yesterday.
And following the Charles Ives piece on this program for the Imagine Us tour, the present is represented by the piece Remember by Rena Esmail, which was written at the height or maybe the nadir of the COVID pandemic. How does this piece fit into the narrative of the program?
When I spoke to Esmail, she shared with me that she was most interested in how we were coming back together, that we had spent so much time apart and on Zoom in these boxes, and what it felt like to once again be in the room together, making the work. And so in that, the piece centers on hearing from an oboist that's recorded and actually projected, and then moves into the orchestra taking over. And at the end, you hear the oboist come back on screen, but they are joined by themselves live playing the piece. So there's, when she says remember, she's playing with all sorts of layers of memory and of experience. And so looking at that, we were talking and I was like, can I add a dancer? And she was like, of course. And so we started to imagine that the beginning of the piece is like rehearsing for the piece. And then that brings us into the full range of living in that performance on stage, and then returns to remembering that rehearsal and hearing the advancement of this student, of this oboist in that moment. And that oboist is a wonderful student named Julianne, who is joined by Reese, a fantastic dancer that we have in our devising company. And in trying to set up this idea that we're going from kind of rehearsing to like standing on stage and delivering this performance, we actually built this whole documentary of the making of, capturing this idea of what is happening today while these students are actively creating, co-creating this performance together. And so Emma Nui and Sadie Schoenfelder created this fantastic documentary. They've actually been filming all of our rehearsals and our conversations and capturing other footage. And they've really captured the joy and the rigor of the students actively working together. So that's how we move into today and how it fits kind of into the program as like this reflection of what is actually happening in this moment for these students, which I think is a really beautiful reminder that while there's a lot going on in the country at this moment, there is also a lot of creation happening and joyful connections being built between artists, between people, between, you know, neighbors.
The final piece on the program for this Imagine Us tour is the world premiere of a cello concerto by Wynton Marsalis. How does this new cello concerto symbolize the future?
Well, first I'll say it was such a gift when I got to hear the first MIDI tracks of this piece. Of course, like I, you know, it's going to be even more fantastic once the students, we hear it coming from the students, but it was fantastic hearing this piece and knowing where it anchored in the program, because he really is taking us forward. He really is inviting us to look at where we are at. The piece goes through five different sections. And the first one is the journey to freedom. And in that, it's, you know, there are references to slavery. But when we spoke, he's also very interested to the journey to freedom for all of us, because there's something that we're all trying to escape, that we're all trying to move through at this time. And things are difficult and we need to find our path forward. So it's a perfect kind of continuation. It's interesting. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but I've got these alarms going in the background. I'm here in Los Angeles and I've got some sirens, but I say that because the piece actually ends with a siren noise. And it's really interesting because, you know, does that siren mark that someone was able to escape, or does that siren mark that someone has been apprehended? And that's left a little bit open by Marcellus in this work. And then he moves us forward into the second movement, which is spiritual. And in that moment, as we've found in the first one, we're like actively trying to move towards freedom physically. Spiritual is this beautiful section that is kind of us trying to mentally find our way out of the dark space and towards the light. So then comes March Caribe, which is this fantastic, jubilant movement. And it's this New Orleans flair that comes out, and he's playing with these beautiful, beautiful rhythms that he's sharing all the different variations, the derivations of the rhythms that can come. And so this whole movement is really about the deeper your pathos, the deeper your humor, the deeper your joy, depending on what you've gone through in your life. Oftentimes the things that are the darkest and the hardest on us reveal these moments of light that come to us. It really represents the freedom that comes and can evolve out of the struggles in our lives, which I think is really apropos right now when we think about joy as an act of resistance. So then moving on is the fourth movement, which is Ballad and Blues. And this one is powerful because it kind of speaks to how sometimes you don't have the money and you don't have the power, but you have love. And love is one of the greatest offerings we can make to one another. So it's beautiful because it starts as this ballad and just evolves from there into the blues, and kind of speaks to like when the blues is not enough is a phrase that kind of was kicked around for a while. So I just really appreciate that he's sharing that there's so much power in loving one another. So then we move on, and in the movement Cakewalk, it's a fantastic one. He was sharing with me that it's a bit of a circus, and there's all these, you know, certain parts are related to ragtime. So it's going to be quite special for everyone. And it's interesting because he said, like, if you can cakewalk, you know, you've really transcended. And so there's kind of like this, you can see that we're going from the story of being enslaved to whatever is enslaving you, and then moving your way towards transcendence. And this last movement is just fantastic, and even riffs on some of the themes of like Buffalo Gals. And so you'll hear all these kind of sonic references, which is interesting to me because Ives was doing that too. So it's kind of beautiful that both in the Marcellus work and in the Ives work, you've kind of got a bit of a full circle and some references of American tunes in there. So right before we go into the Marcellus work, I want to share that the students have crafted this piece called A Promise. Addison Hill is one of the creative writers, and she wrote this phenomenal poem that had such a powerful ending that I basically said, take that one sentence and make an entire piece out of it for all of the devising students to be part of. And in that movement, they say, you know, we were promised this country and we have these ideals of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but the country doesn't always feel like it's living up to those ideals. And so they offer that when it does, they actually really cherish that. And so they share all these reflections that came from them and from their free writes when we were in the early devising process of like what they cherish and also what they hope for. Since we're moving towards the future, it's how do we stand in this moment and look forward and co-create a better future for all of us? And so they really capture that in this movement. So they work their way through sharing with us all that they cherish and all that they hope for in tomorrow. And they make their way back to them offering us a promise. And that is the line that Addison had written that I found so powerful. And so the last thing that we hear from them is their promise. And that promise is that the America that they leave behind will be better than the America they were born into, which I think is such an important thing. It's, you know, our work to pick up things where they are and carry them forward. We don't have to do all the work ourselves on our own, but we need to pick up our piece of this and move forward towards a more equitable and just society.
Diana, what's one part that you're really excited to see come to life in this program?
Oh, I have to pick just one. There's so many others that I'm excited to watch come together. I think what I'm most excited about is watching the devising students meet our musicians, our instrumentalists, and our vocalists. I'm excited for the work that's been happening in our room to meet the work that has been happening over there, so that when they come together, we are truly one group. It becomes, instead of solo, it becomes tutti, it becomes all. And we watch as all the magical work and all the rehearsal time and writing time and sculpting time and stitching time leads us to this moment of collective unity, which feels so important at this time in the United States.
Diana Wyan is a director, choreographer, and producer who is the creative director for Interlaken's Imagine Us Celebrating America at 250 Tour. Diana, thanks so much for talking with us, and I can't wait to see it on stage.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to share this with everyone.